Hey, good morning. It's the Morning Digestion for this November 8th, a significant date, and I will explain it in excruciating detail on the podcast. So if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, go to johngibson.com right now and subscribe. Be sure to click the email notification, because then it comes to you in the email, and all you do is get the link in the email. Okay, so we have impeachment today. The story's getting kind of thin, but, you know, they do their best to work on it. New York Times doing a story, are Trump and Barr drifting apart? Is there a split? And this is about the fact that Barr has not come out publicly in a news conference or an interview or whatever and said, you know, Trump isn't guilty of anything in the Zelensky call. I remember he did say that about the Mueller investigation. So the New York Times is speculating that there could be a Trump Barr split, and they even hint around that they've heard that Trump's angry about this, but who knows? Washington Post: Republicans offer fall guys to protect Trump, like Rudy. Money quote, the suggestion that Sondland, Giuliani, and possibly Mulvaney made demands of Ukrainians without Trump's explicit blessings has emerged among several theories that Republicans have offered in Trump's defense. Like me here, you know. Number one, you know, even if he did it, I don't think it's impeachable. And number two, we're talking about people who say, Sondland said it was a quid pro quo, or Mulvaney said it was, or Giuliani, but nobody's like come forward and shown that it was Trump. Along those lines, New York Times, another diplomat was alarmed that he discovered Trump was actually the boss. This is George Kent testifying. I think his transcript came out yesterday. It's like, well, we're here running diplomacy at the State Department. What's this president doing meddling in what we're in our great plans? The House Freedom Caucus emerges as Trump's main defender. That's in the Wall Street Journal. This is Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, and the rest of them. CNN, I never put them on the list. CNN says Democrats subpoena Mulvaney to appear today. He'll be a no-show. Trump, I'm making air quotes here, anonymous author. This is the book, A Warning. He makes his case against re-election. It's in the New York Times. I'll read you a quote. Attempts by the adults in the room to impose some discipline on a frenzied or non-existent decision-making process in the White House were just, quote, a wet Band-Aid that wouldn't hold together a gaping wound, Anonymous writes. The members of the steady state, the term deep state is clearly stings, have done everything they can to no avail. Anonymous is passing the baton to voters and their elected representatives, and only now the baton is a flaming stick of dynamite. Basically, his argument, you shouldn't reelect the guy. The Washington Post version, Anonymous says Trump is cruel and inept and dangerous. And the money quote in this, from the book, this is Anonymous speaking. I've decided to publish this anonymously because this debate is not about me. It's about us. It's about how we want the presidency to reflect our country. And that is where the discussion should center. Some will call this cowardice. My feelings are not hurt by this accusation, nor am I unprepared to attach my name to criticism of President Trump. I may do so in due course. So Anonymous does not describe any specific incidents because it would lead to his, his or her name being revealed. So I don't know how much this is going to, anyway. Page 6, New York Post, should I even bother telling you about Don Jr. on The View? It was apparently wild. Politico's got a piece called Who Will Betray Trump? Politics, Bloomberg preparing to jump in. This is thought to be a danger to Joe Biden. Axios says Mike will spend whatever it takes. Washington Post, oh, yeah, you know, he's a billionaire and, you know, he's old and we don't want either thing, actually. Washington Post, hey, a whole bunch of them are old. So old, they're not even boomers. Politico, Sessions wants his Senate seat back. Trump is against. New York Times, this is a op-ed piece by Tim Egan. The Democratic left, their condescension to ordinary voters will reelect Trump. The money quote is, he's talking about ordinary voters voting for Trump. Why? One reason is that when she hears from the other side, many Democrats, she says, are dismissive of her religious beliefs and condescending of her lot in life. She's turned off by the virtue signaling know-it-alls. Yes, sir. New York Times is a polling story. Dems in battleground states prefer a moderate. New York Times, the billionaires are getting nervous. New York Times ed board cheers on the fortune grabbers. They got this great line in here. It basically is, you got the money, we want it. Quote, the federal government needs a lot more money. Decades of episodic tax cuts have left the government deeply in debt. The Treasury is on a pace to borrow more than $1 trillion during the current fiscal year. The government will need still more money for critical investments in infrastructure, education, and a social safety net. So, you know, give us your money, Bill Gates. Social justice warrior, don't, believe it or not, don't have one of those today. In tech, this is in the New York Post, car seats in Italy have alarms so kids won't be forgotten. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, New York Times, the Mormon massacre in Mexico shows no one is safe. Washington Post asks, should they get out? In the New York Times, hostile architecture, now an issue in New York City. This is like you might see a bench with dividers so that somebody doesn't take up more than one seat, or you see a low wall that looks like it'd be great to sit on, except they don't want you to sit on it, so it's got these little spikes embedded in it. And the quote is, hostile architecture in New York and other cities has increasingly drawn a backlash from critics who say that such measures are unnecessary or disproportionately target vulnerable populations. They assailed what they call anti-homeless spikes for targeting those who have nowhere else to go at a time when many cities are grappling with the homeless crisis. I remember quite clearly when I was 21, I went to New York for the first time and you know, drove a car across country, delivered a car, went to New York and worked the summer in the garment district. And one of the little pleasures of life was lunch, when I'd go buy a sandwich and a Yoo-hoo and then sit on one of these hydrants that, you know, emerge from buildings. It was a nice little place to sit. They now have put these spikes around those hydrants so you can't sit on them. Wall Street Journal, who wants to live in California and put up with all this crap? Long known as the home of easy living with its beaches and year-round sunshine, California is increasingly seen as a perilous and unlivable place where the government and corporate institutions can't reliably offer basic services. Right, cut off your power and let your house burn down. Okay, so I would love to hear from you if you would please write at home, host at johngibson.com, and call the bitch box. I'm still trying to track down Khalil. I'm afraid he must be sick or something. The bitch box number is 859-544-2766. Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio, and tell your friends. Well, tell yourself. Go to johngibson.com and subscribe to the podcast. This one's free. The podcast costs you $3.50 a month. So do that.